Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from IntensiveCareHotline.com, where we help families of critically ill patients to improve their lives instantly by getting them to learn how to control the situation, by giving them real power so that they can influence decision making. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, a reader, Con, from Toronto in Canada writes in, "How much longer does my son need to stay in intensive care with Guillain-Barré syndrome?" Con writes, "Hi Patrick, my 42-year-old son has been diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome 3 months ago and he initially was admitted with a severe pneumonia, probably due to the weakness of his breathing muscles. He therefore ended up in intensive care as he needed to be ventilated. My son then went through a couple of failed attempts to be weaned off the ventilator with the result of having a tracheostomy inserted, and he is now, even after 3 months, still ventilated and he has hardly had any time off the ventilator. Initially, he also had some blood products to treat the Guillain-Barré syndrome. As I said, it has now been 3 months since he has been admitted to intensive care, and my son, my wife and the rest of the family are so frustrated by the situation that he can't leave intensive care as yet. The doctors and the nurses are telling us that he needs to be off the ventilator first before he can leave intensive care. But he is awake and he has been out of bed a few times, but we believe the intensive care environment is making him lethargic and depressed, and he is often just staring at the walls in his room, and when he is mouthing words, he is always saying that he wants to go home. We don't blame him, as it is very frustrating for us as well to go to the hospital every day and visit him in an environment that we don't think is conducive for his healing. What do you think the options are, and what do you think how much longer he needs to stay in intensive care?" We have also heard from one of the nurses that there are specialized health services in some areas looking after ventilated patients in the home, but we also know they are not aware that they are not available where we live. Hi Con, thank you for writing in and thank you for sharing your story. It must be very hard to watch your son suffering in intensive care for such a long period. And you are absolutely right, the longer your son stays in intensive care, the more lethargic and depressed he will get. Guillain-Barré syndrome may not necessarily require intensive care therapy, but if it does require intensive care and ventilation, and around 30% of Guillain-Barré syndrome patients require ventilation, it can in some cases develop into a long-term stay because of the ventilation. Now the good news is that most patients diagnosed with Guillain-Barré syndrome are fully recovering, even though it can take sometimes months or even years. In your son's case, it sounds like getting out of intensive care would be the best thing for him to do. However, if service availability for home care or intensive home care services are not an option in your area, you might look at such things as making sure your son has a room with natural daylight and a side room as well, with no exposure to other patients, bugs, as the risk of catching an infection is high in intensive care the longer your son stays in ICU. Make sure your son develops a natural and healthy day and night rhythm by having activities scheduled during the day, such as getting out of bed, sitting out of bed and physiotherapy. Make also sure your son has regular and experienced nursing staff looking after him. Make sure your son gets regular showers. Your son can still have a shower while he's ventilated in intensive care, and you'll find that having regular showers will make a big difference to his well-being. Is your son getting antidepressants? Sometimes getting antidepressants can help in order to cope with a difficult and challenging intensive care environment. Make sure that the intensive care team is paying enough attention to your son's needs. Sometimes, especially after a long-term stay in intensive care, the ICU team also has a tendency to get frustrated with a long-term patient, and they therefore do sometimes not pay enough attention to the patient's exact needs. I have also sent you 3 more reports for you that we tend to send to our clients if they inquire about similar issues. The reports that I attached are 6 answers to the 6 most frequently asked questions if your loved one requires ongoing ventilation with tracheostomy in intensive care. The other report is, follow this proven system to avoid the 3 most dangerous mistakes you are making, but you are unaware of if your loved one is a long-term ventilated patient with tracheostomy in intensive care. And follow this proven 5-step process on how to be in control and influential if your loved one is a long-term patient in intensive care or is even facing treatment limitations in intensive care. I hope, Con, that this helps, and please let me know if you have any more questions. We also have more reports available, such as the 5 things you need to know if the medical team in intensive care wants to limit treatment, wants to withdraw treatment, or wants to issue a not for resuscitation order for your critically ill loved one in intensive care. Also, if you have any more questions, send your questions to support@intensivecarehotline.com and I answer those questions personally. Also, in order to learn quickly how you can take control, have real power and influence decision making while your loved one is critically ill in intensive care, enter your email below and get your free instant impact report so that you can learn instantly what you need to do in order to take control of the situation. You also get 4 other free reports with 6 questions you need to ask the most senior doctor in intensive care, the 7 most frequently asked questions while your loved one is critically ill in intensive care and the answers to it, 10 things you didn't know doctors and nurses are talking about while your loved one is critically ill in intensive care, and 9 myths of being a critically ill patient in intensive care. Thank you for watching this week, and I'll see you again next week with another update and another question answered. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you next week with another update.